Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So today we've got something a little different. We're looking at the guidance offered by one specific service provider, Master Durga Prasad, out in San Francisco.
Right, and the source material is, well, it's very focused on promoting this particular individual.
Exactly. And just to be clear, our job here isn't to, evaluate the services themselves.
No, not at all.
We're more interested in the claims being made, how it's presented, sort of like dissecting the marketing almost.
Yeah, looking at the positioning.
So the mission today is really to pull out those core claims, understand what's being promised, and figure out the practical side, how you'd actually connect if you were interested.
It's a fascinating case study in like confident marketing, isn't it?
Definitely.
Because when you look at the source, the first thing that jumps out, I mean, it's hard to miss,
Yeah.
is that they flat out call Master Durga Prasad the best spiritualist in San Francisco.
Okay, wow. So no hedging there.
None.
Best. That's setting the bar incredibly high from the get-go.
It really is. It's a superlative, right? Very aggressive positioning against presumably everyone else there.
And they don't stop there, do they? The source also mentions something about accuracy.
Exactly. They pair best with accurate guidance.
Right. Accurate guidance. So it's not just the best, but also reliable, dependable guidance. That's the implication.
It creates this perception of, well, certainty, which is interesting in a field that's often seen as subjective.
So, how do they claim to deliver this? What are the actual services listed?
Well, it seems to be a kind of three-pronged approach. They list trusted spiritual healing,
Okay.
astrology,
Right.
and psychic readings.
So, healing, looking at the stars, and direct psychic insight. Do they present these as separate things, or is it more of a combined package?
It feels very integrated the way it's described. Like they're suggesting a holistic solution. You get the sort of future-oriented stuff with astrology and psychic readings, but also the present moment help with the spiritual healing.
So it covers different bases.
Yeah, and that combination lets them frame it not just as getting a reading, but as receiving personalized guidance.
Personalized guidance. Okay. And there was something else too about results.
Yes, this is key. They promise lasting results.
Lasting results. Okay. Now that moves it beyond just getting advice, does it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It suggests a real, tangible, sustained change in your life, not just a temporary fix.
But lasting, like accurate, can be tricky to define, right?
Exactly. It begs the question, what counts as a lasting result here? Is it feeling better? Is it a change in circumstances?
Does the source specify?
Not really. It leaves it kind of open, which, makes the promise potentially very appealing if you're looking for a significant change.
Okay, so the promise is big. The best, accurate, personalized guidance leading to lasting results. Pretty compelling stuff.
Definitely.
But let's switch gears to the practical side. If someone reads this and thinks, okay, I want to explore this, how easy is it to actually connect?
Well, they seem to have this covered quite thoroughly. It's not hard to find contact info.
Right.
They provide multiple ways to get in touch, suggesting they want to be very accessible. There's a strong digital focus first.
Like a website.
Yep, they mention a specific web page for more information.
We pulled that from the source. It's https.durgaprasadastrology.com for best dash spiritualist in San Francisco.
Right, so a dedicated landing page. But they don't just rely on the website.
No.
Well, they also give out a direct email address.
Okay, useful. Do we have that?
We do. It's bestastrology8181@gmail.com.
bestastrology8181@gmail.com.
Got it. And then for probably the most direct contact,
A phone number?
a phone number, yes. It's listed as +134 734 18181.
Okay, so website, email, and phone, they're covering the main bases there.
It really shows a focus on being reachable, doesn't it? It sort of backs up the professional best in the business claim with practical, easy access.
Yeah, the logistics match the marketing pitch, define the expert, list the services, make the big promise, and then provide clear ways to engage.
Pretty much sums it up. The who, the what, and the how.
So we've laid out the claims, the services offered, and the contact details from this particular source material.
Yep.
It brings us to a final thought, really. Considering these promises, accurate guidance, lasting results, it makes you reflect, doesn't it? So here's something to think about. When you personally look for guidance, whether it's this kind or any other high-stakes advice, what criteria do you actually use? How do you measure if it's successful or accurate for you? What does lasting really mean in your own context?
That's a great question to ponder.